این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
No third path besides these two paths. The path of Satan and the path of Allah. Either the path of tyrant or oppressors or the path of Allah. You people, O teachers and students, adopt this path which the prophets and saints or awliya established before you. We should travel upon this path and move forward. Those people who move away from this path, this divine path, and invite toward other paths, or satanic, are Satans, against their nature and against that path toward which their nature is attentive or thoughtful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that he who is doing his duty to please the Lord, God willing, should not expect the affirmation of everyone. Nothing has the confirmation of all. In one of his other speeches, he says that he who follows the truth and works to please God should not mind what others say or have said of him. Now, this is important that when we are doing something, when we are performing some actions, it should be for God only. It should be for the sake of God and not for the sake of people. And if we are performing something, we should not expect people confirming us. Rather, it should be the God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will confirm our actions, who will confirm our deeds. Therefore, it is necessary to perform things for the sake of God and for the God. And if we are doing it for the willing of God, for the happiness of God, then obviously we are performing our real duty. And if we are not performing our real duty, then obviously there will be an issue that we will expecting people to confirm what we are doing and what we are not doing.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
We need to pay attention to what we are doing, and it should be for the sake of God, because it is God who will give us reward. It is God who will punish people, and it is God who will give us the reward of what we have done in this world. Many people, unfortunately, when they perform something, they look here and there, and they expect people to praise them, for example. And this praising is not good. Because this praise of people is the praise of people. And the best thing, the best action is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise us, when the awliyaullah praise us, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms our actions. Therefore, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini says that if you're performing something, do it for the sake of God. Do it for God so that tomorrow when we go and meet God, we will see him in a happy way. We will see him confirming our actions And if we are doing this for the God, then obviously our actions will in line with the teachings of Islam. It will be in line with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will not do things for the happiness of the people. Rather, we do this for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night.